We've been podcasting for about 18 years, starting in 2006. We are currently getting about 100,000 downloads per month.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast. Every single Monday, a successful podcaster with tens of thousands of listeners plus and a fully monetized show will leave you a 5 to 10 minute voice note sharing their stories, strategies, failures, and the mindset needed to grow a successful show. And today is one of those very special episodes. So I'm going to let Bill take it away.
Hi, my name is Bill Caskey, host of the Advanced Selling Podcast. We like to say it's the longest running sales training podcast in podcast history. I co-host it with my good friend, Brian Neal. And we've been podcasting for about 18 years, starting in 2006. We are currently getting about 100,000 downloads per month. We release on a weekly basis and always have. It's led to a lot of opportunities for both of us, and it's great for our clients. I have a separate set of clients from Brian, and everybody gets to listen to the podcast, and it turns us into celebrities a little bit when we are working with clients, which is good. We also have a paid community called ASP Insider. People join, $47 a month, and they get a one-hour training from Brian and I once a month. We got about almost 100 people in that. Now, the reason I wanted to speak to people on this podcast is because I really have a great, soft, strong place in my heart for other podcasters. I think it's an awesome community. We have a lot of podcasters in Indianapolis, but we don't really get together that much. But when we do, it's really fun, and we all have some of the same questions about how to grow our show, and it's always great to get together. So that's why I wanted to do this, because I appreciate the work that Anthony's doing. When did you know it was time to go all in? Well, we really aren't full-time on the podcast. We have consulting businesses separately. Brian Neal and I do, my co-host, and we don't do full-time. Now, we do have some people who help us with production and a little bit of promotion, but the $100,000 a month has just come over a consistent release every week for 18 years. I mean, we were podcasting before anybody knew how to download it. We were still trying to explain RSS to people. Biggest failure along the journey? I think our biggest failure is we did not collect email addresses early in the life of the podcast. I think we went 10 years before we ever started to give away items or free stuff that would command an email. And we started to do that here again 7 or 8 years ago. And we've built a 5,000 name list. And that's been good, but that's a big failure. We should have been collecting from the beginning. And also, I think another failure is because it's a part-time gig for us, we don't connect with our audience like we should. I think that's a mistake that we continue to make, to be honest with you. I think we could have a lot bigger podcast and a lot more revenue coming in from it if we were to figure out and commit to engagement. I'm not talking about calling everybody every week, but just having events and things like that that people can engage. Most important reason the podcast has grown is that we're just consistent. We meet twice per month. We use StreamYard to record, so even though we're in the same city, we're probably a half hour away from each other, so we record twice a month. We spend about an hour. We record 2 20-minute episodes and then chat a bunch. Sometimes we'll release the chatting that we do before the program. We'll release it at the end of the program. Sometimes we won't, but we have some pretty interesting conversations before we hit record that we really should be hitting record before we have those conversations. The relationship with podcasting and the outlook, I think it continues to grow. We have noticed a softening in the growth of our numbers. Back 5 years ago, we were growing a lot during the pandemic, and it softened quite a bit. But again, another failure that we probably need to admit to is we don't promote that much. We promote on social media a little bit, but I'm not sure that really works that well. We have not purchased advertising on other podcasts, although we probably should. We don't look at it as a full-time gig. It's kind of an afterthought. Although we enjoy doing it, I still look forward to Monday mornings at 9 when we record, as does Brian. But we probably haven't done a great job with promotion, and we should have. Advice to a podcaster who is struggling to grow, Man, I hear you. I think part of the reason we have 100,000 downloads a month is just consistency. We've got a lot up there. We've got 1,500 episodes over 18 years, maybe 1,200 episodes. And so there's just a lot to choose from. And I think if we were even to be a little bit better at titling our podcast, I think that would help our growth too. But I would say that's the main thing is make sure that you're titling your podcast really well, really clearly. Your descriptions are succinct and compelling. Make sure you're consistent. Don't do what most podcasters do, seven and then abort. It takes a while. And also, don't get too hung up in the numbers. I always say that once I stop enjoying it, doing it with Brian, I'll stop. I don't care what the numbers are because I need to enjoy where I am in my season of life. I need to enjoy things and I still do and I really look forward to it. But I think we get hung up on the numbers sometimes. And if you're in a business where you're selling something on the back end like coaching or consulting or courses or some kind of engagements, high ticket engagements, you don't need 40,000 people a week downloading. You might need 100 if they're the right 100. I would say that's my advice. Don't get too hung up on the numbers. I appreciate you doing this and thank you for the opportunity to speak into the ears of podcasters far and wide. I'm Bill Caskey for Brian Neal. So long, everybody.
So if you enjoyed this episode and you want to hear more from successful podcasters who've done it, who've been there and done that, who've built up an audience into the thousands, if you want to hear them share their experience with you every single Monday, be sure to subscribe to While Your Podcast Isn't Growing so you never miss an episode. And on Wednesdays, of course, we're going to help you gain clarity on why your podcast isn't growing and the simple steps you can start taking today to fast track a slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners. My name is Anthony Wineri, and you have been amazing. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll see you in Wednesday's episode.